Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's old UFO footage. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
The whole thing, dude.
That's not our LNS, though, is it?
It's not. That is the LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like...
Look at that thing.
I love a UFO story, as we both love UFO stories, to be honest.
Can't get enough of them.
Love it. It's fun. It's like, it's great because there's also all this like evidence. It's kind of like ghost stories where you get these little pieces, these little crumbs. You don't get the whole thing, but you get these little, like a little crumb trail to something that might lead to something else, maybe a strange statement, whatever. But last week, there was big news. There's big UFO news. The internet was abuzz because on Wednesday, April 29th, the Pentagon officially released three short Navy videos taken in 2004 showing unidentified aerial phenomena recorded by infrared cameras. One of the videos is kind of a flying target that accelerates out of the left side of the frame and is gone. The other two are similar things where it's kind of like a little moving target. And there's people that are commenting on the objects and speculating, and we have a little bit of a clip of that, too. So you can kind of hear how surprised they look. One of them speculates that it's a drone. Like I said, this got everybody up in arms this last week, particularly our president, Donald Trump, who said, "I just wonder if it's real." And that's a hell of a video.
I mean, to be fair, that is a pretty straightforward, I guess, sensible thing to say if you're me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like Trump was speaking all, we're like, what is that? And it looks very technical. Like, again, it's like in crosshairs, you're seeing.
Looks like a video game.
Black and white. Yeah, exactly. It's a video game with some audio commentary and a lot of static on top of it. So Trump, surprisingly enough, was mirroring a lot of our sentiments with this video. And also just the pomp and circumstance of the Pentagon releasing, like, we're the Pentagon and we're releasing this highly, highly confidential video for you all to see. We finally deem it safe for you, the normal, the common man, to see. This episode is sponsored by Best Fiends. Now, we have two episodes a week. That's a lot of research. We're always trying to collect things, have different places on our radar. We're always busy with Ghost Town, but we have a lot of free time too. And that's why Best Fiends is so great. It has challenging puzzles. It's a casual game that anyone can play, and I will. But Best Fiends keeps evolving, keeps changing. There's so many levels. I'm on level 208. It's really fun. It's a great way to kind of take a little break, engage yourself, have some fun, and go back to the work at hand.
Best Fiends is my go-to when I need an editing break, and it is very needed for the amount of output we do. And you don't need Wi-Fi to use Best Fiends. There's no excuses. I'm getting up towards 400, level 400. I don't want to brag, but I will.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
And most people didn't really care, right?
Nobody cared. So all of the outlets were kind of going back to the people witnessing videos to get their reactions. One of the pilots who originally spotted the UFO in 2004, David Fravor, told CNN that it was a weird thing. So they were like, they were kind of drumming up more news around this at first. David Fravor says, as I got close to it, it rapidly accelerated to the south and disappeared in less than 2 seconds. This was an extremely abrupt thing, like a ping pong ball bouncing off a wall. It would hit and go the other way. All of these videos were footage from a classified program through the Pentagon launched by former Senator Harry Reid of Nevada back in 2007, but ended in 2012 because nobody cared. Well, that's not true. The government didn't want to fund it anymore, and nobody cared. So it was two-pronged thing. Still, former head of the classified program, Luis Elizondo, told CNN back in 2017 that he personally believes there is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone. He says, these aircrafts, we'll call them aircrafts, are displaying characteristics that are not currently within the U.S. inventory, nor in any foreign inventory that we're aware of. And then he tweeted, again, a lot of this communication that happened last week was this guy, Luis Elizondo, tweeting about it. He said, it only scratches the surface of research and materials available. The U.S. needs to take a serious scientific look at this and any potential national security implications. So Elizondo resigned from the Defense Department in 2017 to protest the secrecy and opposition to the program, which again ended in 2012. This is the hill that you want to die on and kill your whole government career? Great, whatever. He's still very outspoken on Twitter. You can find him. You can follow him. Everyone was, of course, like, what is this? What's happening? A lot of dialogue around aliens, cover-ups. But the videos were released and have been made public. So it was like all for nothing. Between December 2017 and March 2018, the videos were released by To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, a private company co-founded by Tom DeLonge, who you might know as the guitarist of Blink-182.
And Angels and Airwaves.
Okay. It's like a collaborative pop science organization. That's one of those things where it's like kind of celebrity driven to bring science to the masses. In September of last year, the Navy acknowledged the videos were indeed true, in quotes. They exist and were real and were part of the Navy's files. The Navy is super concerned with clearing up any misconceptions by the public and whether or not the footage that has been circulating was real or whether there is more to the videos, says Pentagon spokesperson Sue Goh. After a thorough review, the department has determined that the authorized release of these unclassified videos does not reveal any sensitive capabilities or systems and does not impinge on any subsequent investigations of military airspace incursions by unidentified aerial phenomena. So they are UFOs. Yeah. There is footage of them from the Navy.
Well, it's an unidentified flying object, so it is a UFO.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, okay, great. UFO has such a broad definition. Like, yes, it is that, but like, could it be anything? Yes, an unidentified flying object, not aliens, like not. I think there's another thing where it's like the media obviously twists it to make it be a thing. So it's not only not that interesting, it's also been released before. And now media is trying to draw up a lot of attention around it to make it what? To divert us from our current crisis kind of a thing. And it's like, it's not going to happen. And it didn't happen. Like, people for a second cared, and then they went back to what we've been living in right now.
I'm sure there was people that were like, I told you that there was this specific thing, mm-hmm. or all those years I've talked about Area 51. Like, yeah. Bob Lazar? Mm-hmm. He's like one of the people that was the first people to kind of start discussing what was going on in Area 51. But mm-hmm. it's like a documentary and stuff on him, but I don't know, his credibility is questionable, I mm-hmm. suppose, but there's probably a lot of people going, I told you that there were UFOs, so
yeah,
I'm happy for them.
Yeah,
I am. We talked about Project 1794,
yeah,
which was declassified. Mm-hmm. So there's just, and we have an episode on Bigfoot and the FBI that was declassified. So what's interesting is that there might be something happening now or happened who knows when that is sitting in a classified section that will maybe soon be declassified when they're like, we needed more distractions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it just feels like such a shady, as if already politically it feels like we are not being helped as a country through this crisis. It's like, oh, here's a blurry UFO footage that we all agree that exists and is a UFO. Great.
Do you think that if they, let's just say the FBI, the CIA, or whoever released it through not an official source, do you think that would get people more excited if it seemed more fringe? Like the alien collective, you know, we found this thing and then like, this is what they don't want you to know. Is that more excited than it's almost kind of like when your parents like, oh yeah, you can go out and party all night long. It's like, well, now I don't want to.
Yeah. It's like, here we, yeah, exactly. We agree. I don't know. I don't know what can make this more exciting. It was already a thing and now it's a thing again. And it's not even an interesting thing through our government. I feel like it did the opposite of what they thought, which is to create more resentment around a media stunt kind of a thing. But there were some things that happened because of this. So this all goes to say that the Navy took this video and is formalizing and introducing a protocol for members who think they've seen a UFO. So that has paved the way for perhaps more footage or more dialogue around this, or maybe more studies around this, progress perhaps. So the Navy doesn't think that UFOs are flying over the US or like whatever, like they're not preparing for like some kind of UFO contact, but there have been a number of reports of unauthorized and or unidentified aircrafts entering various military controlled ranges and designated spaces in the recent years. So this is kind of the icing on the cake for the Navy to change their policy to legitimize a way of their personnel reporting these things, which is good. Any reports, they'll be in their archives for a number of period of times. They're getting coordinates. They take down testimony. They do their due diligence to take these reports and people's experiences and take them seriously. Form letters, radar stats, testimony, data, any official Navy shit will be stored long-term for further analysis. And you know, the military can use it for what it wants to use it for. Of course, some recent sightings that went through this protocol have been part of some highly classified military aviation programs undergoing testing. So as transparent as it might be now, based on what the media reported last week, it won't be. So it'll kind of close back up again to do this. Still, the Pentagon videos last week were pretty underwhelming. My only hope, Luis Elizondo, who believes wholeheartedly that something is out there. We found a lot, he said, things that seemed defying the laws of aerodynamics. Things that don't have any obvious flight surfaces, any obvious forms of propulsion, and maneuvering in ways that include extreme maneuverability beyond, I would submit, the healthy G-forces of a human or anything biological. So follow me on Twitter, because it's very fun, if you need something else to kind of go through and get your UFO fix. Otherwise, you can just exist the way you are, and we'll all do our best to live another week.
Now here's a song from Angels and Airwaves.